Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breaking news from NFL Network. The Eagles expected to sign Malik Jackson to a three-year deal. The Eagles expected to sign defensive tackle Malik Jackson from the Jaguars for a three-year, $30 million deal. That's news right now. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Many ways for you to listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio network and on your phone. You can listen to us using the Apple Music app as well as radio.com or CBS Sports. Our next guest is an NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at MoveTheSticks. NFL Network is going to provide coverage of Kyler Murray's pro day on Wednesday as part of the NFL free agency frenzy, which begins at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Daniel Jeremiah, our guest. Daniel, good morning.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'll tell you what, I'm trying to get some work done, but I just keep hitting refresh on my computer to see how this free agency is going to kick off here.
Yeah, no doubt. And we've been talking a lot about Antonio Brown, obviously, this morning after he goes to the Oakland Raiders over the weekend for a third and a fifth. They also restructure his deal. Was there a market for Antonio Brown considering his behavior that you know of during the offseason and then also knowing that he demanded restructuring his deal to go somewhere?
Well, just from talking to teams around the league, I know there were other teams that were in on him. So in that sense, there was a market. Now, their willingness to meet the numbers financially of a new deal, I think, was a little bit of a sticking point for some of those teams. Even more so than the trade compensation was, well, you have to pay him. You know, if he could have been traded on that existing contract and didn't want new money, I think you would have seen a lot more compensation than just a 3 and a 5.
Right. If he was willing to play under the current contract that he was under for the Steelers, they probably couldn't. They could have gotten a first round draft pick just like Amari Cooper fetched, right?
Yeah, you know what I would say, just because maybe with age, I would say worst case would be maybe a 2. I would think you would end up with a 2 in some fashion there to get that deal done. But, you know, it gets complicated when you start talking about a new contract, you're over 30. That's where teams are maybe a little bit reluctant.
So when it comes to Kyler Murray's combine, so much, of course, was made about him coming in at 5'10", just over 5'10". That was a big number. And people are wondering how legitimate it is, how legitimate the size factor is for him. As we head into his pro day on Wednesday, what do you make of the hysteria surrounding the height factor of him?
I look, it's kind of funny. I mean, the funny thing is we had, and most of us in the scouting community, talking to buddies around the league, had even come to accept the fact, hey, look, if he's, 5'9", 5'9.5", it's a new way, it's a new brand of football that we're seeing now in the NFL, and teams are willing to kind of get beyond that. The bigger number, for me personally and other teams I talked to, was just the weight. If he's going to be 183 pounds, then you're really worried about how he's going to hold up physically over an NFL season. So to me, the 207 number was even more important than the 5'10 number. It'll be interesting, though, now that we know he's going to run at his pro day. Can he keep that weight? Can he hold that weight and still move around like we're accustomed to seeing him move around? So that'll be, to me, more of the intrigue than whether or not he's, right at 5'10 or right under 5'10 at the pro day.
For years, for decades, the idea was a short quarterback does not work in the NFL for a very basic reason. You can't, quote unquote, see over the offensive lineman. Now, football has changed. Spacing has changed. Offensive schemes have changed. But is that still just a totally legitimate concern that when you're that height, you just can't see over 6'1" offensive lineman in front of you?
Well, there's going to be times where you're going to struggle a little bit, but it's about spacing. You use the correct word. And to me, a lot of people think of spacing, they immediately think to spreading the field with four wide receivers and spreading the formation to get the defense spread out. You also have spacing, the distance between you and the line of scrimmage. So somebody like Russell Wilson, under center, a lot of play action where you're setting deep in the pocket. You have space between yourself and the line so you can see a little bit better. So you can space it vertically. You can space it horizontally. And you also, with a quarterback like that, now if you're short and immobile, That's tough. I mean, because you're landlocked. But when you can move around like he can, not only can you move the pocket on boots and rollouts, but you can slide around and move inside the pocket. I remember, you know, when I was with the Eagles with Andy Reid, he used to always talk about quarterbacks. Hey, quarterbacks look between buildings, not over buildings. So it's about being able to move inside the pocket and find those windows.
Daniel Jeremiah joins us this morning on the show, NFL Network Draft Insider. So when you look at the other quarterbacks, Dwayne Haskins is hypothetically the next quarterback taken off the board, but in most seasons, he probably wouldn't be a top 10 pick. Do you think he's a slam dunk to be a top 10 guy this year?
Well, I would say a slam dunk, no, because I don't have him as one of my top 10 overall players. But, man, every year, look, if you're a first-round caliber quarterback, and I've seen it with guys that I've had in the 20s or 30s in terms of the overall draft class, they all find their way into the top 10. And whether or not that's teams that are picking there right now or whether or not that's teams trading up to go get them. You know, most of the quarterbacks, it's an absurd number of quarterbacks recently that teams have traded up into the top 10 to go pick. So that's a trend we've seen lately. I think we could continue to see that, and that would land both those quarterbacks there in the top 10.
The Oakland Raiders have three first-round draft picks. Mike Mayock, of course, taking over the GM duties this offseason. He'll work in concert with John Gruden. Gruden has final say. Do you think the Raiders end up using all three, or do you think they package one or two to move up, to move down, to collect more draft capital?
Well, you know, I would say, to me, it makes more sense with the number of roster holes they have to fill, and it, you know, does sound like they're going to be aggressive in free agency. Looks like they're focusing more offensively in free agency, which would free them up to go heavy on defense in the draft. To me, I would think you'd be more likely to maybe even trade back with one of those picks you have in the 20s. There's always teams looking to come back into the bottom of the first round, get that extra year on the contract. They have somebody that they love, they'll come back in. So I wouldn't be surprised if you stick and pick with two of those picks, especially the early one at number four, but maybe one of those picks in the 20s, you slide back a little bit, you get an extra pick, and maybe even get another pick for next year where they already have extra capital. That, to me, would be more likely to happen than them trying to package those picks at the bottom of one and come back up, because they're simply so many players away from being competitive. They need all the bodies they can get.
Do you think it's inevitable that Nick Foles ends up in Jacksonville?
It sure sounds like it. I just, you know, Washington was mentioned, but I just, to me, Jacksonville is kind of where all the stars align and made the most sense for both parties. I'll be fascinated to see what the number looks like. And talking to some buddies around the league, they, you know, they're kind of, if you're going to put the over-under on what they think the number would look like, they say, you know, one of those 2 years, you can dress it up however you want, but really kind of a 2-year deal at 20 per. That's what the expectation is. So I'm anxious to see where that number ends up landing.
The New York Giants have such an interesting spot in all of this, because at the number 6 pick in the draft, we know eventually they've got to figure out a solution after Eli Manning, but they have so many holes on defense, and this is a great defensive tackle, defensive lineman draft, that it would make more sense to go there. But if they go there at number 6, I don't know what quarterback they would have targeted after that. What do you think is the smart play for the Giants at number 6?
Well, I mean, look, it just would be hard for me, even though it would be a little bit early for where I have Dwayne Haskins, it'd be hard for me to look at a franchise that comes back-to-back years with top 10 picks, and you have an aging quarterback and you don't address that situation. So if they're comfortable, if they have strong grades, to me, you take the quarterback and you don't look back, even though you might have a better player there along that defensive front. So that would be, you know, what I would be looking at. If they're not sold on Dwayne Haskins, though, I mean, hey, don't, you know, trade back if you want to trade back and see if you can land him or Drew Lock, somebody else you might like later on. I would be very surprised if they came out of this draft without at least one of their first two picks being some young quarterback they can try and grow with as Eli's coming to a close.
Finally, the quarterback you like most that nobody's talking about.
Ooh. Yeah, I'll go Ryan Finley. I don't know how much is being said out there about Ryan Finley from NC State, but he doesn't have anything that wows you, but he just throws on time. He's accurate. The ball's where it needs to be, and you can win with him. To me, you know, I think people remember what Matt Schaub has been later in his career, but if you remember early on, he had some success success there in Houston in the right system for his skill set. I could see Ryan Finley having a similar type of success.
Mm. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Move the Sticks. He's a must-follow this time of year, certainly, with all the player movement and, of course, the draft coming up. Now, NFL Network's going to have coverage of Kyler Murray's Pro Day on Wednesday. So that's Wednesday, part of the NFL free agency frenzy on NFL Network. Starts at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Kyler Murray's Pro Day on Wednesday, NFL Network. Good stuff, Daniel, as always, buddy. Thanks so much for the time today.
Well, you're the best. Have a great day.
You too, man. Daniel Jeremiah joining us this morning here on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.